You're listening to Just Okay Gamers, where this week, hey, there's a kid trying to,
hey,
trying to take our,
hey, kid,
our podcast.
Hey, kid, get back.
Hey, hey, kid.
Hey,
get over here.
Get on.
What do you think you're doing?
Someone stop that kid.
Can't take our pod.
Stop.
This is for you.
That kid.
Fuck you, old man.
We're just okay, and we play some games. We're just okay gamers.
My name is Guido, and you're listening to episode 30.
30!
3-0.
3-0.
3-0.
Of Just Okay Gamers. And I'm here with...
Wally!
Snowpool.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Nasty.
Hi.
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 Wally, what does your wife think when you're screaming that?
She's right next to me. She's fine.
She's fine.
I'm sure she just ignores it by now.
Oh, she's going to hear it when she listens to the podcast again. She'll connect the dots.
Big week for us.
Wait, what? That kid was trying to steal our podcast.
Yeah,
we chased him away.
We drowned him in that lake.
Killed him?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, we
did
totally,
no such things.
We Casey Anthony'd the shit out of him.
Wait, we tried to, we like got him into a sexual game and then murdered him.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah, big week for us.
Big week. Big week.
We are all meeting up pretty soon. We're going to Canada.
Canada, as I like to say.
We're going to play video games and get drunk for like 4 days.
I can't wait to my 3-day bender in a Commonwealth nation.
Yeah.
At least there's free healthcare, so if we get hurt, we don't have to worry about it.
That is true. Hopefully that won't be the case.
Yeah. Wow. I mean... No guarantees, Wally.
It's funny, because I had a short daydream today. I'm bringing my computer chair to sit on.
Was this at work?
We're yeah, both it was.
I'm bringing my computer chair now, too. You inspired me.
And I had this short daydream, and I pictured myself, you know, the pneumatic hydraulic
tubes?
Tube that lifts and raises the chair?
Yeah.
I had this odd daydream that it busted and shot up into my ass. And I imagine that it happened during con and like what I would do and what everybody around me would be doing.
Would anyone notice, or would it be like you shit your pants and you don't want to tell anyone?
I think they'd notice because it'd be an explosion of a metal tube going into my butt.
As well as the declarative, ow, my ass.
Yeah, and then be like falling and blood pouring out of my ass and like you guys sitting around me and being like, oh my god, what do we do?
It'd be kind of funny in a way though.
Leave him. Don't touch him.
I mean,
don't remove it.
Hold on. You gotta paint the picture though, because we would just consider that an escalation of previous, because you have a record of
previous cons?
Well, yeah, he's broken two chairs so far.
Yeah,
the past 2 years.
No.
Yes.
They were all at Jess's, weren't they?
Yeah, they were.
Yeah, so that's been a while.
What made you think of that?
It was last year.
Why did you dream about your ass being punctured by a steel pneumatic tube?
I don't know. It was just something that popped into my head. You guys don't get that too?
No, not all the time.
No, I don't know. Sometimes I'll daydream and I'll think of horrible, horrible situations, and I think how people would react to them. And that was just one of them that happened today.
It seems like more of a thematic exercise than anything, really.
Yeah.
I was doing that when I was on the plane.
Yeah?
Yeah, I was like, if this thing got hit in midair like it does in Final Fantasy, I'd be fucked.
In Final Fantasy?
I mean, Final Destination.
This thing happened like it did in this work of electronic fiction. I'd be fucked.
Yeah, I don't know. A lot of... When I'm in a plane, my big one's like a hijacker. What I would do if there was a hijacker.
What would you do?
I'd probably sit and like sulk in my chair, not try and make eye contact.
Would you cross your arms and like not participate?
You just cross your arms and like judge the hijacking. I could do a much better job.
You guys suck at this hijacking thing.
Hopefully my judging of him would, like, shame him into, like, putting the box cutter down.
No, what would happen is he would get all upset with you and be like, fine, you think you can do a better job, then you take over. And then he would sit down and take your place.
That large man's disdain has shattered my faith in Allah.
And then I'd be thrown into hijacking a plane. I'd have to do it at that point.
You would. And then you would just walk in the cockpit and be like, hey guys, what's up? So I kind of just took over this hijacking thing. Let's keep it on the DL. I don't really like it a whole lot. So if you guys could just finish this flight out, and then we'll take care of him when we get on the ground.
Where was he taking this plane? Ron? No. Let's just take this thing to Vegas. Fuck that.
Yeah, hijack it and go to a fun place instead of going someplace else.
I don't know. We're all getting together. Hopefully I don't bust my chair and it shoots into my rectum.
You know what? Just bring like an extra pad just in case.
Yeah?
Or like a pillow.
Maybe I'll just sit on a phone book. Just in case it happens.
Cushion the blow.
Yeah.
You know, you should mention that our boner episode is going to be there and it's going to be live.
That's a good idea. Our boner episode is going to be there and it's going to be live.
It's pretty awesome.
We're doing a boner app. It's we're not going to be heavy on content because we'll be playing games and we won't be researching anything that's happening that
week.
Fucking
smash too.
Yeah, we're probably going to be dead drunk at that point.
We won't put our usual several hours of research into this podcast.
Hard-hitting Edward R. Murrow-worthy research.
We'll pick out like a big thing or two to talk about, maybe. Or not. Who cares? We're going to do it live, and then we'll put the boner up on in podcast format, too. So you can listen to it if you can't watch it live. But it'll be on my Twitch, and we'll do that Saturday. I'm going to guess around 8. Eastern. Right?
Yes.
Sounds about right. I don't know.
Yeah. I think that's when the poker game's going on, and we're trying to do it.
No, there's no poker this year, I don't think.
No, there is poker.
No, there's a big poker game going on this year.
Well, I'm not doing that.
Said he's got like 40 people.
What?
Yeah.
How?
All his neighbors want in now.
Yeah. So there will probably be quite a few people popping in because we can't control that. Unless we went like off-site and recorded at a McDonald's or something.
We should. That'd be hilarious.
Just sit around a table, post up,
set like up a Starbucks like a tripod. Or something.
Yeah. It'll be a good time, though.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
Be an opportunity for you guys, the listeners, to talk to us. Join us.
Live!
Yeah, you can ask us questions on Twitch chat.
Twitter will be on too and all that stuff.
Maybe we can play our drinking game where we can't say words while we're doing it.
That'll be fun.
Yeah. Or we could play a board game or something. We'll hammer out the details later, guys.
Yeah. We'll work it out.
I got this new program that I installed today.
What's that?
It's called...
Does it shoot your fucking chair thing into your ass when you press something?
It is. How'd you know? It's a simulator.
Prophecy has been foretold.
I want to make a GIF of this now.
It's an office furniture disaster simulator. No, this program's called Mumble.
Oh, wait, what's it do?
What's that for?
Well, you see, I found out that it lets you like communicate with people. But you can like run it in the background so you can play games while you're talking to people.
Talking while you're playing a game?
Right. But there's a catch to this program. You need a server. You need a server to connect to. I found this website. It's called mumbleboxes.com. And you can buy servers there. All right?
Wow. Really?
Yeah. It's super cheap. And you can buy one for like $5. But there's another catch. You have to type in just okay when you check out in the little promo box there. You're going to get an extra 20% off. I don't know how I got that deal with them after just finding out about this program. I don't know. It's some sort of special offer or something. So type in just okay upon checkout at mumbleboxes.com. Get a mumble server. talk on mobile with your friends while you play League of Legends or any other game that you're playing.
Sweet.
Good enough. We have a chat channel. We're just going to plug it real quick. Just Okay Gamers in the LOL client. We're getting quite a few new faces in and out.
Yeah. I've been trying to stay in it as much as I can when I'm doing other games as well.
Yeah, I'm always in it, and I always read the log, so if you ever want to say anything, I'll be sure to see it there.
Speaking of calls, I'll post that up on Facebook probably today.
Thanks for the personal
message. He knows what I'm talking about. I'm just proving the point that we actually do read it, and we do look through the logs. So
right.
If you put something there, it will get read by one of the four of us.
A fellow named Spencer the Bee popped in today and said, "Your podcast is good and you should feel good." And I did feel good when I read that. So thanks, Spencer.
That makes me feel good. I'm tingly in my crotch area.
So yeah, just in the log client, make a new chat room and type in Just Okay Gamers with all the spaces and jazz.
And it's okay as in O-N-K.
Yeah. Not
ung. And not okay as in O-K-A-Y.
Right.
Oh, okay. Just O and K.
Perfect. Now don't type just O-A-N-D-K.
Oh my god. you know what happens if you do that though, right?
That's our competitor's podcast?
Yeah, no, it's our rival podcast.
If you type that in, it'll trigger a pneumatic failure of your chair.
Oh no.
It'll puncture your ass.
I saw pictures on that once, man. It's not a pretty sight.
I'm telling you, I'm going to find a GIF now of this.
I just think in order for that to happen, there had to be so much pressure on the chair.
Like, how fast does your chair go up and down?
I never move it. It's always in the lowest position.
Oh. Is that because you're afraid of the disaster?
No, it's kind of a high chair as it is. If I was afraid of the disaster, I'd keep it in the highest position because then it wouldn't have all the energy built up to shoot.
But what if you kept it in the high position and then it like broke and then shot down and then immediately expanded again from the kinetic force of falling and shot right into your anus?
Yeah, that'd be pretty bad.
What if it shoots down so hard that it forces the entire chair into your ass?
What? Well, you would die.
No, I think it'd be all right, because then as long as the wheels would stick out a little bit, then I could, like, wheel around places. It'd be like a built-in wheelchair.
Crush all your organs into your face.
You know those milking chairs that, like, farmers have where there's, like, two straps and a seat and then just a pole on the bottom?
Yeah.
It'd be like that. Wow. So I could just, like, plop down and sit and roll everywhere.
That would be
Is that anything like a creeper that you use for working on cars?
A little bit.
No, but the milking chair?
But you're standing up. You're sitting up.
Yeah. The milking chair is just a pole with a seat on it that you strap to your leg.
No, I have to say, the sight of you rolling around your ass is a little unsettling.
Yeah. How about we talk about League now, huh?
Sure.
Enough of large metal objects forcefully entering my ass.
Sure, why not?
There's big news today. big news.
Big news!
They kind of gave a little preview of their queue selection, their like role picking selection. I don't know what the technical name is. What would it be called?
Role queue?
Yeah, role queue. Role queue?
Okay. Thanks, guys. They showed a little sneak peek of the role queue.
I think the official name is Team Builder.
Yes. And what I figured out is someone would queue up as a team captain, and they select the roles that they want on their team. They can go straight to the meta, or they can just like have five junglers. And they'd select those roles, and then they'd open it to people to join. If you queue up as a jungler, you get thrown in there. And then if you agree with the team captain's choice of lanes and where people want to go, then you'd stay. If you don't, you can leave and re-queue up again. So, I don't know. Seems like a fun idea. What do you guys think?
Eh.
I think something needs to be done. I don't know if this is the answer, but shouting out your role when you join in, you know, isn't really efficient.
Right. It's going to be for blind normal picks.
It's never going to see the light of day of ranked, I don't think.
I mean, once they tweak the system, there's a way to fit picks and bans in there.
Okay, okay.
Unless you can just call your role without picking the champ, because the current system that they showed, you pick your champ, and you pick your role, and then you get queued up, and you're playing that champ that you pick. Yeah. So, if they could do it in ranked somehow where you just queue up for a role, and then go for it, and then do the whole banning phase and your picks, but your draft mode.
Does the approval process mean that it keeps everyone honest? Is that the insurance policy? Like, I like what this guy's doing, so I will do this.
Like, yeah.
Because if somebody said, I will be a jungler, not mid now.
Well, I think what it is more that if you have, you're kind of doing it as a team captain, so it's kind of like you have this envisionment of what you want your team to be, and if that person doesn't really fit in what you want your team to be, then you move on to the next person.
Yeah, the team leader can kick them, which is kind of shitty.
Yeah, because the pictures that it has, it shows it with like a check mark or an X next to the person who is newly added, and it says player found, and then it's like approval or disapproval. But it also shows a number next to it, and I don't know if that means that that's how many you can use, kind of like the whole re-rolling thing.
Oh, yeah.
Or you just get to keep it.
What do you think, Mel?
I think it's a good idea overall. Like, how it exactly works is kind of confusing to me right now with the whole, like, approval, disapproval process. That seems kind of strange.
Exactly. It's just maybe that's the insurance policy. I'm not quite clear on that.
And also picking your champ before you queue up or whatever, or while you queue up, is kind of weird to me as well.
See,
but I don't know. It makes sense, you know, as opposed to joining a game and like whoever is the fastest to type out top or mid.
And there's some fast fuckers out there.
Yeah, and then you still get arguments. And then, it makes sense in the sense that it will cut down on arguments going into the game.
Possibly.
Yeah, ideally.
Yeah.
It also makes sense if there's a champion that you want to practice with, like in a real game, you're going to be guaranteed to get that champion in that spot.
Yeah, that's what was frustrating for me when I was trying to just mess around like with Karma mid, is that I would pick mid and then somebody would see Karma and they would pick somebody else and insta-lock, and it's like,
yeah, it
just
sucks.
Me just mess around a little bit. It's like, this is just blind normals. I'm not really screwing around, and it's not like I'm doing anything completely out of the ordinary.
Yeah. I do a lot of tribunal, and a lot of the tribunal cases that I've reviewed have been people who have called out something and clearly didn't get it, and then decided to just tank the entire match because he didn't get his way like a giant baby.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully this will provide some measure of security against that kind of stuff happening.
So they said they're not replacing the regular queue right away, at least, because they want to like iron out all the bugs.
The way they phrased it makes me really feel like they want to, though.
Well, if it goes well, I'm sure they will. Like, if everyone generally likes it and it works.
Well, right. What do you guys think about the whole meta thing, the meta conversation? Like, is it reinforcing meta? And then they said something like, well, no, of course not, because you can have five junglers and you can think of all kinds of things. And I was going to be all cynical and say, like, people are inherently uncreative and like filling norms. But, I mean, I can't think of a solution that would be better than this. At least it encourages the idea of creativity. So I can't really refute it. But what do you guys think about that?
Yeah. I don't know. My initial reaction was like, oh, Riot's doing exactly what they said they wouldn't, which is reinforcing the meta. But then I looked at how it's actually going to work with the whole captain thing. And I don't think that's how it's going to happen. I think people are going to play the meta because it's what works best.
Exactly. See, it's kind of a double-edged sword. I'm not quite sure what to judge it on.
But yeah. if I queued up, you know, Twisted Fate mid, and someone, I landed in a game where it's all AP champions because the captain wants to try, you know, a bunch of mid laners in different lanes, I'd probably, I don't know, maybe I'd give it a shot just for the hell of it, but yeah. Maybe I'd just like quit it because I wanted to play seriously, you know?
Well, and that's another thing that I got a question about is like, if you end up saying, I don't want to be a part of this because I don't like where it's going, and the team captain's the one essentially that has all the say in what's going on, they can kick you or they can accept you, so why can't you like kick yourself from it without getting the whole, you know, ban?
You might be able to.
You might be able to.
Yeah, I think you'd be able to leave if you didn't like it.
That's just my point, though. You said play seriously, and that is play the meta.
Right.
And I, with that mentality in place, why don't they just call a spade and spade? I don't know. I mean, they need to figure out a way of not having people be afraid to try new things, and this might be the healthiest solution, but I don't think it'll necessarily not do what everyone who is afraid of making meta official is, and that is enforcing it through self-policing.
I think their answer to not enforcing the meta is totally valid. I don't think they're doing it any more than it was done before. You know, with the ability to put like five people in mid lane.
I mean,
if you can do anything, then people are going to do.
The problem is the system. The problem isn't the system; it's the people.
Well, yeah, exactly. The meta is enforced by like 90% of the players.
Yeah.
But I think actually with this, it might create more opportunities to go against the meta because it's the screenshots that they show, it's really visual where the team captain wants everyone to go. So you know exactly what's going on as soon as you join, I would imagine. So if there's like five people going mid, you know that's the case as soon as you join the game. So that actually might be interesting.
Yeah. You're right.
It might create more opportunities for people to just dick around.
Yeah.
I guess my fingers are crossed on people being ingenious.
One of the rioters posted, everyone was upset about queue times. Like, mid lane and top are going to be swamped with people that want to play those positions.
I don't think it's going to be a problem.
Just like WoW. When they implemented this exactly same system, it ended up being you would wait 30, 45 minutes for.
Yeah, but this isn't like dungeon. This isn't like a dungeon looking for a priest, in my opinion. There are people out there like me who wear like a support T-shirt or something who like being support.
Right.
There's some freaks out there that love top.
The post that the writer made said that the difference in people who main things based on what the data they had collected isn't that big as people think. Jungler's the lowest picked at 17%, and mid lane's the highest picked at 22%. So everything else falls kind of in between those two.
So yeah, that's not surprising.
You're going to see more matches with this because there's people out there like me who are sometimes scared to go out into the wilderness alone because I'm comfortable in a certain role and I don't want to fight for it.
Yeah.
I think the one thing that this has over the one that WoW ended up implementing is that you aren't locked in based on the character that you've leveled up for the past, you know, 3-4 months. Since you're able to pick from a champion pool of, you know, the same size essentially as everybody else or any of those roles, it really makes it a lot more flexible.
Yeah. I'm kind of curious how they're going to work the bot lane dynamic into it. Because some supports work better with other ADs. Like, if I queue up as, you know, a Sona support, I don't want to get, I don't know, fucking Varus or something. Someone that doesn't mesh as well as, you know, a Misfortune.
In that case, it'd be nice if they give you for, you know, instead of just queuing with one champion, that you'd be able to queue with, like, three to pick from. That, like, okay, this person isn't exactly going to work, you know, with the composition that we have, so let me just switch out. I'm in the lane that I want to be in. It's just this isn't exactly the champion that I want to be playing.
Yeah.
It's a weird thing about picking the champ before going into the game.
Yeah. Right. There's no team composition at all. But
then
again, if you're playing in a game with four strangers, there's not going to be team composition
exactly.
Anyway. Especially in a normal blind game. Now, if it's us, we're like the four of us, we're talking about what roles we want before the game even starts.
And we won't even use this half the time if they don't get rid of blind picks.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Because exactly. We'll just queue up as a five-man team like we do right now, and then we'll end up just, you know, going to the blind pick and then picking that.
Yeah, it's minimal impact for us, really.
Yeah. There's a few times where we'll play with four-mans or three-mans, and
that'll
we'll
help.
Have to use it then, and yeah, it'll help. And I don't know. I guess it's kind of too early. I got to see it in action, you know, to make a judgment.
My gut says it's a good thing.
Well, it's coming to the PBE soon, so that's probably like, what, 2-3 weeks out before it hits the PBE, and then we'll actually start seeing some screenshots and some videos of how it's starting to work.
Right. So we'll give you guys more info as that becomes available.
I guess the more we talk about it, the more excited I'm getting about it, because it seems like they've actually thought through the issues that have come with other role-picking style queue systems.
Yeah. How about, are we done talking about that?
Yeah, I guess, yeah. I think we came to a middle on it right there, yeah.
Yeah. How about Jinx? Jinx is out. She's been out for like a week now.
Yeah.
New champion? Hey guys, this just in. There's been a new champion out for a week.
What?
And her name's Jinx. I've played, she's pretty much in every game that I've played in the past week.
Wow, that you'll have that.
Really? Yeah, not so much as other. Like, this is the most I've seen.
I haven't seen her in any of the normal games that I've played.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've played one or two at a friend's house with my friend Tina, and she's seen her even in the low level stuff.
People are crying OP.
Yeah, she's different.
She's different. Two chains.
Faux bracelets. She's different in the fact that it's kind of a lot like Jace when he first came out. There was a lot of crying about how he was OP because he had so many skills and you could, you know, go back and forth and it did different things. But at the same time, it's like, it's just something that you have to adapt to and realize, like, what you're looking for. It's just like other new champions that come out. But
I couldn't agree more. There's a difference between OP and versatility, and I think the two are sometimes used interchangeably, and it's not fair to the people who created the character. I think she's extremely versatile, and people need to realize you're going against a character that can come at you sideways.
Yeah, she's basically a hyper carry, kind of like Vayne is what I picture her as.
Yeah.
But, I mean, if you look at some of her ratios, they are a little bit absurd, especially her slow, the one that shoots the rocket out a long distance.
She has she has a lot of abilities to slow you down, really. I think she can snag you once or twice.
But she doesn't have any escape, which is something that they came out with on
which is an excellent the
past couple of ADs. So it's just one of those things that you have to adapt to. Just like when ADE came out and everybody's like, oh, he's so OP. No, you just got to use hard CC on him.
From what I've seen, the easiest way to shut her down is to get in tight and shut her up with something that does a lot of damage quick.
Yeah, that's pretty much any AD, though.
Yep. So, again, it just goes back to the same concept of how an AD is. It's just you got to get used to their range, and you got to get used to the fact that she can switch her auto attack range just by switching between her rocket launcher and her Gatling gun.
Yeah. But I'm going to call it now. I think we'll see a nerf, at least in the next two patches.
Yeah, I could see it. Probably on her ratios, and that's about it. Because I think everything else is fairly well balanced, because she doesn't really need any changing to anything else.
Yeah, she's got a good kit. I like her kit.
Yeah, and it doesn't seem too strong. She's also got the smallest titties of anyone that came out too.
That's true.
I think her character is amazing. I love everything about her aesthetically.
Yeah, the music video was fun.
Yeah, that was cool. And the way that they kind of like led up to her coming out with you know, letting League Wiki do stuff with their website and kind of tag it up and stuff like that.
Yeah. So, I don't know. Most of the time, she's not a huge problem, but Sometimes she is.
Sweet.
How about these the Heimer reworks out on the PBE?
They don't really seem too different, to be quite honest.
No, his turrets have like a skill shot. Right?
No. A lot of the stuff that they did was just visual upgrades for him and putting out like range indicators now on his turrets. So that way you can see like if you put a turret down, it has this much range. So you can put them so that way they'll more effectively cover an area, I guess you could say, instead of putting them right next to each other.
Okay.
And his bomb moves a lot smoother and a lot quicker, I think, too.
Yeah. And if you press R and use an ability, it does a different thing.
Yeah, correct.
Like his E is concussion grenade or whatever it is, bounces to targets. His rockets shoot like five of them out, which you can direct.
That was the big change. This was to his rockets, because they're kind of like fuck. Who am I thinking of? Lulu's glitter lances. Where they aim in different directions, depending on where you're at.
You even get the whole directional arrow thing, too. I mean, it reminds me a lot of like that.
Yeah, exactly. So it's pretty exciting.
I thought they were doing something to his turrets, though, where like the turrets would shoot out a line. Maybe this is old news. I didn't watch this recent video, but the old remake, they were going to make his turrets have like a straight laser skill shot out of them, like every 6 auto attacks or something.
Yeah, I remember that.
They must have scrapped that.
I guess so.
Which is kind of a shame because it looked like a fun mechanic, but it must have not worked out for some reason.
Yeah, a lot of it hasn't really changed. Like, it's just minor stuff to me, it seems like.
Right.
His passives stayed the same. His turret stuff has tweaked a little bit, and they've gotten a lot of visual upgrades to them.
Yeah, and he could. The old one was he could put 3 turrets out again. They didn't do that for this, did they?
No. Okay. It's still only 2.
And what did they do with Xerath?
They did a lot with Xerath.
They did a lot with Xerath. He's awesome.
Yeah, I'm excited. They got rid of the clunky sit in the back and just launch out long range shit. Mm-hmm.
They just made it awesome now.
Well. They kind of did, but at the same time, they got rid of you. Got to like lock yourself down.
Well, they made it. They made him a bit more of an engager too. That he's got more mobility, slightly faster, and I love the fact that he can chase with his ult by standing still.
Yeah. So one of the things that they got rid of is to be able to launch or to make your Q longer range. You used to have to lock yourself down, but now all they have is they got like a build up style of. You know, the longer you hold it, the longer it goes, a lot like Varus's arrow. So it ends up growing the more that you hold it. But you also slow down your movement speed drastically. But you can still move while
you're doing it. Like the stoic artifice, you know, just shooting a lightning bolt by planting his ass in the dirt.
Yeah, exactly. You can still shift left and right a tad and I think move forward and backwards a bit. But your mobility's been decreased, you know. But from what it was, increased a lot. And they got rid of, I think it was his W, and they turned it into a straight line skill shot. But it still has essentially the same
effect.
The same effect of what his W was before. You still got your stun.
Yeah.
That you had. So you know his gameplay style is going to be. I feel like similar to what a lot of Xerath players like, but except it's going to be a lot more mobile and you're going to be able to move, you know, your alt actually has gained a lot of range as well.
That'd be nice. Although I played with a few good Xeraths recently and man, getting to those back lines is such a pain in the ass. Yeah. I wonder if this is technically, I wonder what the purpose of this was because I didn't think there was a big problem with Xerath.
There's not. I think there was a perceptual dislike of the way he was portrayed, and they wanted to make him more mobile. Yeah. And I just don't know if that just makes him inherently more dangerous.
Yeah, he kind of was. I don't know. He was a little anti-fun, just how far back he could go. You know, he could poke you without having to worry about anything, basically, depending on who the mid he was up against.
I don't know. You said you didn't see the video preview, right?
No,
but he was in. No, that's fine. I was just want to clarify. He was in. I think he was in mid, and he was engaging someone. And compared to the Xerath that you did have, where you had to be a little coy and drop back, do this, do that, he was right in this guy's grill, double backed, fired a stasis orb into the guy's face. And then immediately got off two extra abilities as the guy was running away. Okay. So he's inherently more dangerous, in my opinion. He was crafty dangerous before in the right hands, but now somebody could really ruin your day if you're not paying attention to him.
Yeah.
I think a lot of the focus, though, has been taken away from his alt, like it is currently.
Yeah, his ult's more of a ancillary thing now.
Yeah, right now it's kind of just like sit back and I'm just going to nuke the hell out of everybody, and until my alt's back up, then I'm just going to play back and do nothing.
I think they made it abundantly clear that his alt was meant to be with you in the back and the enemy is running away and you're just dropping some shit on him as he's trying to get away to get a kill on him or something.
But the other thing about his new alt is that it actually grants vision to wherever he's shooting to.
Well, I think his other ability grants vision as well, doesn't it? Lightning bolt or something?
I don't think so.
I'll have to double back and double check.
Yeah, but I do know for sure that his alt is a lot more utility based instead of damage based. But you can still use it, like Wally was saying, to chase
cosmic
him down
strike.
From nowhere.
Cosmic strike yields a vision when it hits the ground.
Okay. Huh.
So it looks awesome. I'm really excited to see this new Xerath come out and Heimer, because I feel like there's going to be a lot of change in mid play. Coming up, you know,
it's gonna be dangerous.
Hopefully we're gonna see that AP coming back mid instead of the AD bruiser that we've seen this last season.
Yeah, some assassins would be nice.
Yeah, get your Akalis back in there.
Cool, let's keep an eye out for that. They are releasing a bunch of new skins, well, old skins, old to you guys.
What?
I don't
know. He's talking about the legacy
yeah,
skins.
Yeah, the legacy skins are coming back.
The vault is opening.
Yes.
The Disney vault.
Oh!
That's where I was fucking going with that. Duh.
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 The fuck? Shut the fuck up, Michelle Tanner.
What?
What?
She used
Thanks,
to say
Wally
duh.
For backing me on that shit.
Is that from Full House?
Yeah.
Wow.
Our house. In not the out. Middle of our street.
Not Crosby, Stills, and Nash. Oh.
Full House.
Yeah, Full House.
The twins. Right that yeah. turned slutty.
Yeah, that said duh a lot.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, sorry, buddy.
Really?
Yeah, that's where the reference came from.
Mm. Anyway, legacy skins.
They are releasing a bunch of old skins that they didn't
because
have
they
on
felt
the store
bad.
For. No, because they want money.
Because they felt bad. Now, did you see the statistics on one of the skins? I thought it was hilarious.
No.
Quirky skins. Like, we've seen this one quirky skin once out of every 116,000 games.
Is it Ice Toboggan quirky?
I believe it is.
Yeah, that's the Winter Olympics. Quirky that came out. When was that?
They said
2009.
Maybe
8.
I think 8.
This game wasn't even out in 8.
I don't remember. Whatever the Winter Olympics was.
Yeah.
Wait. Yes, I do. It's exactly 4 years, isn't it? Almost. Is it the next one coming soon?
Yeah, it would have been 2010.
Okay, 2010. Cool.
But yeah, anyway, yes, solved. One out of every 116,000.
Yeah, I'm kind of disappointed because I have the Mighty Jax, which is the hockey player Jax that I never, ever, ever, ever see.
You know who else has that skin?
Who?
My buddy Kyle. But that's because cool. If you see anybody with that skin, they've been around for,
wow.
They've been playing League for a long time.
Yeah. So people are going to get their hands on that. If you already bought any of the legacy skins before... Like the Mighty Jax, or
I'm gonna give you some RP,
Toboggan
a shitty
Corky.
Summoner symbol.
Yeah, you're not unique anymore. Except you have that stupid symbol.
Gives a shit.
Yeah,
right.
I mean, I'll be glad to get the RP back. That's kind of nice. At least they're doing that.
Yeah, but I mean, it's rare for a reason. I don't know. They want money. You're right.
Yeah. I liked having my rare skins.
What do you get RP back for?
You get the total amount that you spent on the skin at the time.
It's basically Riot realized there's no way out of this without shitting on people who already own the skins. So their way of reconciling this is to give you the value of the purchase pack in RP and give you a summoner symbol that says, you know, you're the OG skin owner.
Yeah.
Well, it also changes the skin itself when in loading
screen. Oh, yeah, you're right. It does that too.
It gives it like an overlay to show that you bought it originally, not that you just recently bought it.
Oh my god, look at this guy. He bought that skin 3 years ago.
Oh, that's pretty good, eh?
What, are they all Canadians?
Yeah, I guess so.
League has lifted themselves and moved themselves to Canada.
Oh, man, that's a good skin.
That's a really old skin.
Oh, he must have really liked the game at the time because he bought it for like $7, eh?
Yeah, that's a pretty good skin for the price, and he got his RP back, too. That's a bargain.
Yeah, that's a real good deal that he got there.
Fuckers are weirdos.
So, yeah, look out for all those skins. There's some that aren't going to be coming back, or ones that aren't originally available to buy, I guess, like Twisted Fate Pax and King Rammus. Anything that you would have won in a tournament or as like a prize, like Victoria's Jarvan. And the UFO Corki. You can't buy that. So that's the one skin that I have that I'll keep. And you guys won't. Except I think Wally might have it.
I should have bought Nottingham fucking Ezreal when I had the opportunity.
I might have what?
A UFO Corki?
Yes.
Yeah.
What was that one from?
That's for joining the game really early. Like years ago. I don't know.
Word.
So, buy some skins. Or don't. Don't buy the Mighty Jax, because I like being the only one with it. Me and Nasty's friend Kyle. LCS shakeups going on. You guys hear about these?
Yeah, a lot.
Curse has kicked their whole team.
For the most part.
Yeah, I know. It's who'd they kick first?
Pobelter,
because he had school, is what he says. And then they kicked Aframu because he couldn't dedicate enough time either. And they haven't released any info on who's replacing them yet, as far as I know.
Not officially, but it's come out that what's his name?
Oh, Kwas?
Yeah, Kwas is their new top laner.
Oh, okay.
So he was on GGLA, the challenger team.
Okay.
Yeah.
Most recently.
He looks pretty solid.
Yeah.
I liked Curse before. I did.
What does that mean?
Not so much anymore? Is that
no, like, not so much anymore.
Yeah. I mean, they just recently made these two teams, and now there's already change-ups.
It wasn't even, it wasn't even like 6 days after they announced it that they kicked these two players?
Yeah, super weird.
I don't know. It's just poor management.
There might be more that we're not privy to.
I'm sure.
But it does not look good for them.
No.
From a public relations standpoint.
And it just doesn't look good for the team. They're shaking up the players all the time and...
Yeah,
you know, there might be grudges or something, and I don't know.
Yeah, they were one of the first ones to change their roster up during the middle of the season.
Yeah.
When...
Edward, right?
Yeah, when Edward came in.
Millpool knows about that.
Massive inside joke.
So, I don't know. Maybe they can pull it together and do something. I'm sure they will. We'll see. Right?
Sure.
I think that next season's going to be a lot different for more than just team factors. I think that with the whole new introduction of the Coke Zero tournament shit, that we don't really have a whole lot of insight of what next season's going to be like. It's not like from last season to this season where it was essentially the same thing. You know, I think League has grown a lot in the past year, and Riot's trying to figure out a way to incorporate more people without, like, quadrupling the amount of money that they're spending on tournaments and stuff like that.
Yeah. In other news, the 2014 spring promotional qualifiers are starting this weekend, both for EU and NA.
Yeah, watching that.
Yeah, we could probably.
Wasn't this going on last year during Con as well?
Was it? I don't know.
I think so, because I was watching some tournament last year, I remember. And then we were getting shit from everybody else that we were watching a game that we should be playing.
Oh, yeah. Sounds like the people we hang out with.
Well, you guys spent enough time playing that game, now you're watching it.
There's a few recognizable teams. Complexity and Quantic. That's it.
Well, if you follow the Challenger team,
But if you don't, if you follow the LCS, those are kind of... Well, Quantic wasn't really in the LCS ever, I don't think. Isn't Quantic the one with the whole Korean team?
Yes.
Maybe. They were in the promotional tournament during the split.
Okay. But there's some funny team names. Jax Mundo Twitch.
Team. Yeah, Siren. Team Siren, isn't it?
But is that really the Siren? The
team? I don't know.
I think it's kind of a joke.
Oh, yeah.
Siren's A team?
Yeah, now that I think about it, it probably is a joke.
And then there's really good players. I hope that they make it to Worlds next year.
That would be hilarious.
Your world champions are really good players. So, yeah, these will be fun to watch. You guys should all tune in.
Yep, and Well Played Productions is producing it with our good friend Orline. So, shout out.
Shout out!
Guido, how do you feel about having team in front of your team name?
Yeah, I don't like that at all. It's the Dave Matthews Band syndrome.
It's the opposite of that.
Yeah, team denial. Come on, man.
Why don't you like that?
Because they're already a team. Everybody knows that they're a fucking team. You have to be five people to play in this game.
Fair enough.
You're going to be a team. You just call yourself fucking denial. Not team denial.
They're
you know
in
you're
denial.
A fucking team.
They're in denial about their team name.
There's so many teams that
there are.
Do that.
Team Wasabi, Team Vex, Team Shinon, Team Green
team
Forest
Green
US.
Forest.
Go fuck name. Yourself.
Wow. Strong words. Yes, the word team is rather prevalent.
None of the European teams do that.
What about Blade Team? How do you feel about that one?
Oh, yeah, they have team on the end.
Oh, my God.
Blade Team?
Team Blade Team.
Team Blade Team. I'd like it if it was Team Blade Team, I'd like it just for the satire. Or Team Team Team.
If we make another fives team, I want our team name to be sandwiched by teams.
Wait a minute, didn't I come up with that once already and call Team Team?
Maybe
I remember mentioning this in the podcast already. Have Team Team be our team name.
Team Team.
Team Team.
Oh, there is one European team.
Actually, it's
Team Property.
Guido, it's pronounced Team Team.
Why are these NA teams so uncreative?
It may not be uncreativity. It may just be some kind of adherence to a style or motif that's inherently dumb, but they might be doing it because everyone else is. It's becoming a thing.
Yeah, I guess.
The EU East has a lot of LOL type stuff, like Tarek's Gems, Da Cupcakes.
Yeah.
And then you have Gaming Gear EU. They're not sponsored, I promise.
Da Fox is black is back care? That's a EU Nordic team. Da Fox is back care.
I think it's Da Fox is back. Care.
No, I think they're asking what is back care.
No, I think DeFox is like a person, and they're saying he's back, and then they're saying care, like careful.
No.
No.
Yeah.
I think they're
playing off like zero fucks given.
No, I think they're a team that all suffer from chronic back pain. And they're trying to raise awareness on back care.
And they're sponsored by Defunct's Back Care.
Is it D-A-F-A-D-A-F-U-Q?
Yeah.
D-A-F-U-Q-X.
Okay, now, U-Q-X. Okay.
Yeah.
Good. I hope they win.
I do too, just because they got fucks in their name.
I'm told that might be some kind of... I have a name here called Defuck is Back Hair, and it says in parentheses, Black Unicorn. Is that one of their team people?
I have no idea. I don't know. Quit Googling stuff.
I want to know! I'm not the one who is Defucks!
Oh god, this is wrong.
Whatever. I think we're done with League.
Shut up.
Yeah?
Sure.
We're moving on. Fuck you guys. General gaming news. We don't have much.
Talking about general gaming news?
Right now? That's what we're talking about. You see, we have this segment on the podcast called General Gaming News. What do you guys think of that?
I like that.
I only like it if we talk about it right now.
Hey, can
we
mention one thing?
We should continue this in the future.
What? What did you want to mention, Wally?
Diablo 3 on Xbox 360 got its first patch.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to mention that one of the bugs I find is hilarious.
What is it?
There was a bug when you killed a demon and used this particular ability that caused a vibration. The controller would vibrate forever.
Oh.
I'm sorry. I find that infinitely amusing.
Guido would like that.
There's like games, quote unquote, on the indie marketplace on Xbox that just make your controller vibrate indefinitely.
Seriously?
Yeah.
It's dumb shit.
Well, nah, like supposedly it's like a vibrator.
Girl gamers, then I guess. So that's gonna go over well.
Vibrator games?
You know, this is dangerous territory, guys.
Yeah. Hey, I'm not like getting behind it. I'm just saying it exists.
Girls aren't valid gamers. The only thing they're good for is vibrating controllers stuck up their pussies.
Wow.
We're just recording, I promise.
You know, even for satire, you're going to get flayed for that.
Ah, whatever. It's a joke.
Yeah.
Get a joke meter, you jokers.
You joke meter, you jokers.
Is that a thing?
Yeah. The joke meter made by... Sharper Image.
Yeah, you haven't seen it on like comedy shows where they have like the joke meter on the side on how well people or how many people are laughing?
No, that's the applause meter.
Oh, I thought that was the joke laugh meter.
I got some news for you.
Yeah, what?
Porn news?
Wait.
Well, it was going to be.
I have something Diablo 3 related.
Oh, bring it up.
The expansion pack is rumored to be $30.
I'll pay
it. What the price point will be.
I'll buy
just,
it right now.
I breezed upon that today.
I think I'm going to pass this time on Diablo 3.
I'll buy it. I'll play it. And then I'll never play it again. No, with the auction house going away, I'm probably going to pick it up for a little bit.
I want to be a fucking paladin or whatever that is. Crusader?
Yeah, something like that.
I'll crusade you.
Good one.
Yeah, good one.
Jeez.
What else in general gaming?
No, hold on. Battlefield 4 just released some specs for the Xbox 360.
Yeah.
And for the game to like run optimally, they recommend, drumroll, a 14 gigabyte install.
Wow. People were complaining about the 8 gigabytes for GTA.
Yeah, that's pretty insane. And a moment of silence for Watch Dogs. It got delayed until spring.
Yeah, that can't be good news.
Think about the guys who bundled it for PS4. The only vendor that's guaranteeing there's people are still getting their PS4s right now that they bought it with Watch Dogs is Amazon.
Oh, good guy, Amazon.
Amazon's got to back that shit.
Yeah, Amazon says, we'll take care of you. I don't know how they're doing it. They must be dipping into their backup PS4 pre-orders to do it, but they're going to do it.
Man, a launch title to delay. I wonder what happened.
I don't know. It's a pretty solid studio. It's Ubisoft, isn't it?
Yeah. It's like there's been so much video of that game too.
Yeah.
It's kind of weird.
It is weird. Something must have happened. Maybe they
some kind of funding fell through.
Maybe they had like a closed alpha and people were just like, "Oh, this game's horrible."
On Ubisoft's blog, they basically said, "We need more time. We had a heart to heart with our dev team, and some things just need some more polish for that last push. And we appreciate the response, but we really feel it needs to be spring 2014 for it to be a full game."
Heroes of the New Earth is adding the Samuel L. Jackson announcer pack.
Ooh.
Who wrote Dota 2 announcer pack? Is that a joke?
No. I think it should be real. Don't. Oh, God. Would believe us. We're hard-hitting journalists.
Heroes of New Earth is a game that not many people play anymore. This is like their death rattle. Samuel Jackson is their fucking sigh of death.
So sad.
He's like
snakes on a plane, dude. He did great in that movie.
He's a good guy
here too.
Yeah, there's nothing against him.
I think that this is just a death rattle, as you put it.
It says more to Heroes of New Earth being a piece of shit that it seems like the developers have given up on. I guess their community is like 10 times more toxic than League, just from what I was reading today.
I couldn't even imagine that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I remember when League was bad to the point where I was ignoring everybody. And lately I feel like I don't ignore as many people. So I feel like the community is turning around, but still I couldn't do that shit.
Yeah. But it leads to the question, what celebrity announcer packs would you want for League?
Samuel L. Jackson.
So excited.
Samuel Jackson. We should just vote for him.
Yeah. No, we should just get like the heroes, the default Heroes of New Earth announcer pack.
As the announcer pack?
Yeah.
I don't know.
What I've never even played Heroes of New Earth. I don't know what they say at any point. Just like, you gotta kill. I think that's one of their ones. And the other one's like, hey, way to go on pushing into their base, bub.
Is that like Wolverine?
Yeah, pack? It is.
What else do they say?
They say, look out for those creeps, you big creep.
Wait, how often does it say that? Because it's kind of always creepy.
It's constantly saying that. Unless it has something else to say.
No wonder no one plays our game.
Yeah, I know. It's pretty annoying. Look out for those creeps, you creep. Look out for those creeps, you creep. Look out for those creeps, you creep.
One of his is Welcome to New Earth, motherfucker.
Really?
Yes.
Wow. That's pretty funny.
Death rattle.
Yep.
Oh, man.
So, I don't know. Is there any celebrities you guys would want in League?
Honestly, the voice acting has been so amazing. I think that having a recognizable celebrity voice, outside of maybe like something as a joke, would be pretty bad.
Yeah, I don't see it happening.
I don't even
want to speculate.
I think that like the announcers for League kind of have become famous in their own right, like within the community at least, to the point where when you see somebody or hear somebody, you can pretty much pick out who it is.
That's true.
Well, there's only one announcer. It's the lady that goes, Pentakill!
Pentakill!
I got one of those today, by the way.
Welcome to this horse's anus.
Congrats.
Thanks.
Who are you playing as? Jace? Jace Pentakill, yeah. Nice.
Yeah. I ended up flashing in for the fucking hammer jammer for the last one.
Nice.
Did you get Pokemon Nasty?
No. I don't have a DS.
Hmm.
And I'm not going to go buy ideas for Pokemon X.
I was just curious. You were asking us about X and Y, and I was just wondering if you actually...
I'm telling you, dude. There's been, like, outside of my classes, there's been, like, three or four people just sitting on the benches playing their DSs the past couple of days.
Yeah, it's one of the highest grossing week releases in the first day.
Hmm. Which isn't really that surprising, at least to me, because... Like, growing up, Pokemon was all that I really played on my Game Boy.
Well,
so...
Oh, yeah, growing up? That's what these fucking kids need to do, playing Pokemon.
No, seriously, though. I remember,
I'm just saying, like, I demographic the, now.
I missed the Pokemon thing by literally, like, 2 or 3 years. So I think he's right. He probably... Nasty's generation, quote-unquote. It's sort of weird to say it like that, but they really were immersed fully in Pokemon.
And yeah, when you say generation, too. Like, gaming doesn't take long to create its own generation. It really is like a 2 or 3 year gap between each quote-unquote generation of
gaming. I also missed the whole Final Fantasy split. Because, see, Final Fantasy to me was Final Fantasy 3/6 on the Super Nintendo. That was the pinnacle. And for a lot of people, just slightly younger than me, it's 7.
Yeah, 7 was for me.
With Cloud Strife.
I'm, what, 2 years younger than you?
Exactly, you are, yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting, so, though.
It is interesting.
If I had a DS, a 3DS, I would definitely go buy it, because I love Pokemon, and it was a great game, but I don't have a 3DS, and I don't want to look like Millpool walking around PAX just collecting Mios all day long when I'm not playing a game, so.
Mio.
One last parting shot for those of us who dabble in the MMO landscape. I think Warhammer Online has just bid its farewell to its fans in a recent news post.
Yeah.
So it's shutting down, shutting its doors.
So we feel sorry for the 5 players that still play that.
Hey, man, I got into it excited. This is another notch on the belt.
Yeah.
And it's gone.
So, I don't know. That should wrap it up.
Can I make a plug, by the way?
Plug? End of, of general gaming plug?
Well, sort of, yeah.
Is what it is a game plug?
There's a game coming out that I'm supporting through Kickstarter, and you can still, I think, participate in.
What's called? It called?
Camelot Unchained. It's made by the guys that made Dark Age of Camelot, but now they're an independent studio. And it's kind of a spiritual descendant of Dark Age. And if you're into that kind of realm versus realm, immersive MMO style PvP stuff, it's going to be pretty fantastic. So I recommend you look it up and see what you think.
Cool. Yeah, check that out, people.
You can't do it.
Let's move on, eh?
Sure.
Yo, my name is Nasty, and this is a segue.
I need to make that my ringtone. I think that would be awesome if I was just sitting in class and it quote unquote accidentally went off.
That would be sweet.
Are we doing the game thing now? I can't remember.
Yeah, we're going to do the game. It's a new game. It's not really even a game.
We don't like fun.
It's more of a discussion.
Yeah, it's kind of just a list. A list-forming exercise.
We're going to be talking about the Western involvement in Syria.
List form?
We're going to do some love-like, hate-like.
What?
Love like, that's hate, like, hate like.
That's like a team sandwich.
Ah, oh, team sandwich. Oh, we should make a team sandwich team.
Team sandwich
team? Team sandwich team.
So what we're going to do is we're going to pick a game that we love. We're going to pick a game that we like. We're going to pick a game that we hate. Then we're going to pick a game that we hate to like. And all fitting in the genre of side-scrolling brawlers. How's that sound?
Sounds like fun.
So we'll just start with love, and we'll just go down the line. Wally, what's your first one for love?
X-Men, the arcade game. The five-way where everyone can co-op, and you can be Dazzler.
Yes. And who's your favorite to play?
Toss it between Cyclops and Dazzler.
Really? I like Colossus.
Colossus, so he was pretty good.
His special was board clearing, pretty much. Where he'd go, and then raise his hands up in the air like he's flexing. and then like energy would pulse out of him.
Is he flexing on a beach?
I don't know. There was a beach level, I think. At least a jungle level. Millpool would probably get into that.
Sadly, Wolverine sucked, just as a side note.
He did. Nightcrawler was pretty good.
Yeah, he was pretty good.
Dash around the screen. Yeah, that game was fun. I never had enough quarters.
How often could you play with, like, you know, two or three of your friends in a giant, you know, video game, right? I mean, I think I saw an arcade cabinet once that it took up, like, six? Because it went up to six? It was insane.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah, definitely up there for me is X-Men. Nasty, you got one?
I'm kind of torn between two.
Just say one.
I'm going to pick one. I'm going to go with Tekken. I don't really know what one. But I remember that when I started playing it was when I was at a hotel and they had like one of those arcades. And I think I stayed up till probably like 3 a.m. when I was like 10 years old and just played Tekken for like 7 hours straight on the arcade. It got really expensive, but I didn't really fucking care. It wasn't my money. And from there on out, it was just like every time I saw Tekken in any arcade, I always had to go play it.
Ah, the old Tekken. Doesn't really fit into the genre we picked, but...
Screw you. Brawler?
Yeah, it's a straight-up fighter game.
Yeah.
It's not really a side-scroller.
Well, fine. Deal with it.
All of Nasty's are going to be fighters. I kind of liked Mortal Kombat.
Oh, that's not, that's mean, man.
No, Tekken was fun, though. My favorite was the boxer.
I liked King. The
what?
King
was one of the guys.
Yeah. What, he was an animal. He was like
God.
What was the boxer's name? Steve or something?
Steve.
I think. He was from, like, the UK. And he fought with, like, a Hawaiian
Steve.
Shirt.
Yeah, Steve Fox.
Yeah.
Yeah. I liked him. Cool. Millpool, you got one that you love?
Super Ghouls and Ghosts.
Super Nintendo.
That's fucking hard.
Yeah, it's a hard game. But yeah, I love it. It's amazing.
You're a glutton for punishment. You're a saucy little lad.
It was a game that I played with my dad a lot when I was a kid, so I have fond memories of it.
Aww. Nice. Okay. My favorite that I love is Turtles in Time.
Yeah, baby, yeah!
Mm-mm-mm. Picking some Donatello. Donatello is always my go-to guy. Although it didn't really matter in that game much. It felt like he had more reach, but all their moves were kind of the same. And then when you finally get to the Rat King, like, who's the first boss? That was sweet. And I always played it with my buddy. It's good memories.
Cool.
All right. Alike, what do you like? A game that's all right, but, you know.
To show you my age and they do that 2 to 3 year spread again, my like was Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, the arcade game.
Okay. I played
the shit out of that.
Yeah?
I liked it a lot.
Arcade games are tricky for me because I never had enough quarters to, like, really appreciate it.
Well, I was one of those kids that had, like, I saved up some quarters, and when I ran out, I just watched other people play.
Yeah.
Because I loved video games that fucking much because, you know, that I would actually spend hours just watching other people play on these arcade cabinets sometimes.
Man, that's something that kids don't know anymore is the arcade.
Yeah, I had a place near, I Googled it once, and there's actually other people who brought it up, but I had my favorite arcade was a place called Red Baron.
Yeah,
it was at Franklin Park Mall, and they had quarter sales, and they bought all the latest games when they came out, and there's this little hole in the wall, but it was a true arcade, and I fucking love that place. And you literally don't see it anymore unless you go to like an amusement park.
Yeah, me and Nasty had Aladdin's Castle, which is part of the Silver Spring Mall.
Yep.
And
there was one up in the Dells that I went to a lot too.
Yeah.
I don't know the name of that one though.
But nowadays, all it is like ticket spitting machines, you know, yes. Skee ball and like the jackpot ones and shit.
And I think that's because there's a lot of kids that now it's like if you don't get something from going to the arcade, it's like not fun, which is stupid.
Well, it's just that like console games are equally as good now. Like arcade games used to be better than what you could get at home.
True.
And you couldn't play multiplayer either, really. Like there was no online multiplayer. So you'd go to the arcade and like if you were really good at Mortal Kombat, you would, you know.
Well, that was the allure of X-Men for me.
Play until you lost or something.
I could bring four friends with me and we could all play the same goddamn game as X-Men beating the shit out of stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, it was unheard of. I just, you know, you had to go to the arcade if you want to do that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I miss the most, though, too? Mm-hmm. Are those the gun games. I mean, the last of them were like Time Crisis.
Yeah, right. I loved Time Crisis.
I played the shit out of Area 51.
That's a great game, too. But Time Crisis 2 is my joint, though. If I ever found that, I could play that forever with somebody.
Yeah. I think if I bought an arcade cabinet, I might buy Time Crisis.
Nasty,
would you guys
got one?
Buy an arcade cabinet?
Oh.
Yeah.
No. I have one. Well, Seth built one, our friend Seth.
Yeah.
I would consider it.
I had 1942 in my basement.
Really?
Yeah. Wow.
Your dad had 1942.
Correct. And we actually just sold it.
That's a great game, actually. I used to play it on my Nintendo.
Yeah, it is a great game.
They sold it? Why didn't you take it?
Where the hell am I going to put it in my apartment?
I don't know, man.
Figure it out, dude.
Well, I'll go buy another one. They have a lot of arcade auctions here, actually, over at the Wisconsin State Fairgrounds.
If I had to save up money for an arcade cabinet, I would have a lot of difficulty picking one.
They're really not that expensive if you can find them in like mediocre condition.
You're looking at about $200 a piece, at least.
It's huge and it's hard to move.
Right.
Yeah. But that was the biggest issue for them is like they were like this takes up a lot of space.
If I had the space and the money, and I don't have either, so I'd have to be very picky. Ironically enough, I would do a pinball machine. It would be Star Trek: The Next Generation pinball machine.
Fuck yeah. That's a good call. But there's so many moving parts in a pinball machine. Like that's something true. It's so much maintenance.
Nasty, you got a like?
I'm gonna go with Simpsons. The arcade. Yeah. It was a decent game for me. I didn't really like it wasn't one of those games that I had to go play, but whenever it was there and I kinda had the option, it was like I had to go play it.
That's legit a good game for its time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was one of my favorites too because it was four player.
What were their weapons? I remember Marge had the vacuum cleaner.
Skateboard was Bart.
Yeah.
Bart.
Homer had the bowling ball.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And what did Lisa have?
Didn't Marge hit her like use her hair?
No, she had a vacuum cleaner.
Oh yeah, a vacuum.
Which is kind of sexist looking back at that.
You know, it's funny how we all know the weapons from like an arcade game from The Simpsons from 20 years ago.
Didn't Lisa have a saxophone?
Yeah,
I think it was a sax.
I don't think it's sexist, man. I mean, well, if you look at The Simpsons...
Wait, like, that's not iconic to Marge, though.
It is iconic
to
Marge.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's not.
Didn't she vacuum like the homebody. She's the homebody.
Right,
wasn't
she
vacuum? Wasn't she vacuuming
what else
at, like,
would
the start
you give
of every...
her? What weapon would you give her?
I don't know, man.
Her hair?
A rolling pin? That's sexist.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
I know you were.
Hold on.
Because that's so much less sexist.
Seriously, though, wasn't she vacuuming in the intro of The Simpsons? Like, that's where they pulled it from.
Was she?
Yeah, for the couch gig, weren't they?
Yeah.
No, she's like in the garage, isn't she?
No, that's Homer running away.
Almost runs.
Oh, no, she pulls in. She pulls in. There's no vacuum in that thing.
She's shopping with Maggie.
Yeah,
that's right. She's shopping.
There's no vacuum in.
I don't know. She should have something else. Like, the vacuum cleaner was never really... That didn't really fit with me.
Maybe she should attack them with, like, her voice.
Yeah.
I mean, if you think about it, Homer only bowls in, like, 10 episodes.
Right.
All early shit, really.
But he does bowl in the episodes. Like, there's an episode based around him bowling.
Yeah, there's an episode based around Marge bowling.
Do you know how many episodes
of
Simpsons
there
are? Why don't
they get Marge bowling ball?
That's a lot.
Maybe. Yeah, but that whole episode is like Homer gets her a bowling ball for her birthday with his name on it.
saw a commercial for like Treehouse of Terror Part 8 million or something on TV.
Yeah. Did you see that intro that that guy did?
No.
Yeah, I did. Guillermo del Toro. It's pretty cool.
We were all wrong. What? Lisa has a jump rope.
Oh.
It doesn't look like Homer has a bowling ball either.
Are we even going to get through this?
No, probably not. This is actually a really good topic.
It is.
It's not that funny, though.
Not really. No. Well, but it's a good reminiscing. Well, where are we at now?
We're at Ness. No. We're at the Millpools, like.
All right. Oh, yeah. Man, I have two. I can only go with one, huh?
Yeah, pick one.
I'm going to go with Bad Dudes in that case.
Yeah!
Because it's nostalgia factor times
two. Yeah, iconic as shit.
Yeah. My brother and I, well, I still have that cartridge kicking around somewhere for the Nintendo.
God, I played the shit out of that game with my friend.
Yeah. The only reason I was kind of hesitant on it was because I had such a tough time with it. I don't know if it's the hardest game around, but I know
it was a hard game. It was gorgeous on the arcade, too. I didn't get to play that as much. I played the Nintendo version of it more.
Yeah. Bad Dudes. President has been captured by ninjas. Are you a bad enough dude?
My like is Castlevania.
Nice. Fair enough.
Just because I like the setting. I like the whole, going to fight a vampire.
Yeah.
And but it was too hard for me at the time.
Yeah. Early Castlevania games.
So I couldn't ever beat it, and I'd end up just getting frustrated, but I liked it.
Yeah, those were some of my favorite side-scrollers.
Yeah.
I didn't really get into Castlevania until I had my DS, and I started playing Castlevania games on the DS, but those were really good games.
Wow. Hate. Wally, hate. What do you hate?
Yeah. What do I hate?
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't find one to hate, so I picked one at random that I didn't like due to difficulty, but loved playing it because it was so beautiful visually. Yeah. That would be RoboCop.
RoboCop. I played that. It's like everyone has a kid in his neighborhood that had that game, probably.
That was the Nintendo version.
Yeah.
I played it on the arcade cabinet version. Is gorgeous, but it was still hard.
Yeah, I don't remember much about it. I just remember the box art, which was pretty much the movie art.
It was a pretty great, visually nice-looking side-scroller with, RoboCop and his gun. And they incorporated a lot of elements from the movie into it with, targeting things with the gun with the laser sight and shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
The fights were really hard, though. And once he got – he moved like, RoboCop, so he wasn't exactly dexterous, so it was hard.
Do you have a hate, Nasty?
Actually, I can't think of like one game that it was just like I will never play this game again.
Hate's tough because just always remember
the good stuff.
The good stuff, especially going reaching back. Yeah, I can understand that. Mill, do you have a hate?
Yeah, Double Dragon 3.
Double Dragon 3.
Wow. Yeah.
And hate, this was tough for me, like to really feel passionately about or against a game, but I just remember that game being so incredibly difficult. Like, it was so hard to get even past the first screen in that game. I remember renting it and just, like, having such a bad time with it.
You know what was even worse? The Game Boy version.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, it was absolute shit.
Boy. My hate is a game that I never owned, but my friend Johnny Pinder did. And it's a game called Bebe's Kids. Do you guys remember Bebe's Kids?
No.
No.
Oh my god. It's like about these two, they're black kids, and they're going to terrorize like an amusement park.
Wasn't there like a really shitty movie?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was. It was like kind of like they were trying to, bite off a Fat Albert. But it was just, the game was bad, the play was bad. It was really, really easy. I remember getting through levels like quick because you could just pretty much run past enemies and press a button and they'd die. It was like an afterthought that they made. I don't know if they made it for the movie or the movie was based on the game.
I couldn't tell you. I barely remember.
But yeah, it was such a shitty game. Ugh. We didn't even have fun with it. All right. Hate like. What do you hate to like, Wally?
Okay. There was this one game that it looks retarded and you're embarrassed to even play it. But I played it once at a friend's house and it was on his emulator and it's called Ninja Baseball Batman.
That sounds awesome.
I feel like I've heard that in a joke or something.
It's a Japanese game, side-scroller brawler. It's lots of weird baseball metaphors, but it has nothing to do with baseball. And it's just lots of random fighting, crazy monsters with weird shit, things blowing up. It's completely random, and it's an assault on the senses. And you really shouldn't like it, but you can't help but like it.
Yeah. Sounds interesting. I'll have to look up a gameplay video.
Please look up Ninja Baseball Batman. You're going to like it.
Nasty, you got one that you hate to like?
For me, it was Mega Man X. Because I could always get to a certain point, and from there, it would just become so frustrating that I couldn't... I think it was the penguin boss that I could never freaking beat. And it was like every single time I would do all the other bosses and I could never beat the game because of this one fucking boss that I couldn't get past. But I really enjoyed playing it up to that point. And then it was just like, well, why do I even play this game anymore?
Yeah, that's a good choice. That's like every Mega Man game for me is hate to like.
Yeah.
What else? Who else? Millpool.
I chose the original Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles for the NES.
Yeah?
Yeah, I have fond memories of it, but it was a hard game.
It was super, super hard, but I played the shit out of it when I was a kid.
Yeah, but it was awesome back in the day. Like, that show was incredibly popular at the time, and I don't know, that game was just super cool to own on the NES.
My game is Two Crude Dudes. For the Genesis. Did you guys play that at all?
No.
It was a total Double Dragon ripoff. But it was kind of what is it? Bad Dude?
Bad Dudes?
Yeah. It was kind of a ripoff of that too. In the sense that it was just so cheesy. But yet fun to play.
How is it spelled? With Zeds? Or A-Z?
No, it's with an S. Yeah. Two Crude Dudes. But it was just Double Dragon. But basically, it kind of... I was really into Escape from New York, and that's kind of what the...
Oh, God, I fucking love that movie.
It's so good. And that's kind of what the premise is, you know? It's New York's just, like, overrun by, I don't know, criminals or terrorists or something. And you had to work your way through the city fighting the bosses of these criminal organizations. I don't know. It was fun.
Sounds like fun.
But at the same time, it was just a total ripoff of those two games. Just with the attitude of it. Cool. Well, we're running really long.
We are.
This is like one of the longest podcasts ever.
Really?
Yeah, it's getting there.
Wow. Okay. Here we were thinking it's going to be the shortest.
Yeah. We won't cut any out. We'll just let him get it all.
This is all natural, man. It's all good shit in this one.
Yeah.
Just going with it.
Boner Rep coming up Saturday on my Twitch channel. Watch our Facebook for more info.
You want to do Listener of the Week?
Listener of the Week.
Listener of the Week first. Let me see here. Thank you guys for finally sending in a listener of the week. Jesus Christ.
Okay, to clarify, do you want to actually say
what
actually happened?
Yeah, I should apologize. Apparently, iTunes splits things off regionally or by country. And we had a few Canadian reviews that I didn't even know were on there because I can't access them. All I'm seeing is the United States reviews. So apologies to... God, I don't know his name because I can't look at it because it's in Canada.
Yeah, I don't remember. We did get one from Jigata, though.
Yeah, Jigata and one other guy, Glue Gluttony or something like that. I don't know. Anyways, thanks for that. But neither of you are listening of the week. but let's do the listener of the week. Yo, listener of the week now. He's going to be real sweet now. It's listener of the week. Yeah. Today's, or this week's listener of the week is Mr. Gilly Monster.
Get it.
He titled it Four Guys, One Podcast. And he says, if you are into League of Legends, pee-pee jokes, and political satire, download this podcast. The jokes are kind of highbrow for me, but I look forward to it every week. So thanks, Mr. Gilly Monster, for being listener of the week.
Here it
comes. Yo, listener of the week now. He's gonna be real sweet now. It's listener of the week. Yeah.
I love Wally's beatboxing.
Yeah. Just a fucking vomit of sounds.
By the way, Guido, the guys who made Two Crude Dudes are the same guys who made Bad Dudes.
Oh, are they? Is it like a sequel?
I don't know. Could be.
Huh. So that's why it was biting off of it. Anyway, yeah, Boner App coming up. You'll be able to listen to it in regular podcast format, but it is a bonus episode, so it doesn't follow the canon that we've established thus far.
Yeah, because we're so good at sticking to that.
You can watch it live on my Twitch channel, twitch.tv/Gweeto with a T, GWEETO. And that'll be Saturday at around 8 Eastern time.
Sounds good.
Yeah, we got any other plugs? Nasty, go for it.
All right. You can also find us on Twitter. We'll keep you up to date there. At Just Okay Gamers, and on Facebook at facebook.com/justokgamers. You can also check out our webpage, justokgamers.com. You can send us an email to justokgamers@gmail.com. And I think that's about it.
What about Second Life?
Extra Life. Yeah.
No. Wait. What about Second Life? The Life Simulator.
Oh. Is that the one where you die and come back to life? Or no, you save somebody's life?
No. You just live a life in Second Life.
There's some freaky shit on Second Life.
Yeah, it's a bunch of furries and stuff. Fucking each other.
But we're doing a fundraiser for the Children's Hospital of Wisconsin on November 2nd. I'll put a link on that. Or for that on Facebook, and I'll also link it on Twitter. So if you guys want to find it, just check us out on one of those two places.
We have a very small money cap that we're asking to get.
Yeah, we're aiming for $200.
So come on, people. One of you should give that up. For charity.
It is. And video game fun. So... if you guys donate, I promise I'll play whatever game if I have it with you.
Sweet. Awesome. Well,
so
that's the podcast.
That is a podcast.
I guess we'll see you guys Saturday.
See you Saturday live. Be there. Talk to us.
Yeah. Be there. #Saturday. Deal with it.
Or be square. You know what? I heard the a really funny redneck joke this weekend when I was down in North Carolina that I kind of want to leave with. Said, the guy was like, "I'll see you around if you're not square."
It's not bad.
Yeah, that'll do.
Yeah, that'll do.